Well, Rory, another late dramatic equaliser. That's not good enough, do you think, or your assessment of it all?
Assessment of it, we concede a terrible goal after 3 minutes. Then we claw our way back into the game. Danny Lafferty gets a good goal. We're actually okay in the first half, I suppose, at a push. Then they've scored off a set play. They've two free headers in the box, one to get it back across the goal, one to finish it, which isn't acceptable. And our second half performance was up there with the most disappointing since I've been here at the club. I don't think we made the keeper work at all. We were playing on the periphery of the game, didn't exert ourselves in the game at all, and I'm trying to give you as honest an assessment here as possible, and it's just a 45 minutes that I won't accept as manager of the club. But in fairness, fair play to him to keep going. I'm dug a point out that we probably didn't deserve, to be honest with you.
Well, fair enough, but as you say, you're totally disappointed and you say it's not acceptable. There was a definite softness about those goals there you conceded tonight.
Softness. Goals that we don't want to be associated with, goals that we need to cut out. It's just extremely disappointing performance, and we have a few niggles now that we need to rest up and get ourselves right for Friday. We can't dwell on it. We've managed to persevere and dig in and managed to nick a point, as I said, that we probably didn't deserve. Where you look at the game against Bohemians on Friday night, we did deserve that because our play was better. We played with more intensity, more drive, and but tonight it probably wasn't on show. I don't know if it's tiredness, I don't know what it is, but it's just something that we need to get better.
And you say the positive point of that is do keep going. That's goal number 12 after 80 minutes is actually goal number 6 in the 90 plus minute. Again, I know you're not happy with the performance, but the team doesn't give up, and again, Cameron McJanet's on there when it matters in the last minute of the game.
No, they don't give up. In fairness, Cameron's had a chronic toothache over the last 24 hours, and he's been in agony and he hasn't slept, and so we showed character. There's lads nursing niggles who have played, and so we showed a bit of character from that end, which I'm happy about, and I'm happy that we went right to the end and managed to nick a point on the road. And I suppose that's the positive that we can take from it, that I suppose, as you said, the players don't know, the players don't give up.
I'm sure you'll go over it with Raf and your background staff, and you'll pinpoint where you think you went wrong. You said it might be tiredness, you haven't put your finger on it yet, but how do you freshen them up now for the big Northwest Derby, Ray?
I'm delighted that it's against Finn Harps, to be honest, because it's self-explanatory. If you can't get up for that, then forget about it. We have to refocus, prepare meticulously over the next 48 hours, physically and mentally, and try and get ourselves refreshed now for Friday.